program an opportunity to get up and deliver a sermon. And that we just call it 5-minute messages. We don't hold them exactly that 5 minutes, but, you know, if they go to 10 minutes, we're bringing out the shepherd staff and pulling them off the stage. And the person that is giving their 5-minute message today, I have known his uncle for a long time. And his uncle reached out to me and said, hey, I got a nephew that I want to go on a trip. I lead a men's ministry. And he's like, I want him to go on the trip to Thailand. I said, okay, yeah, have him sign up. And then I discover he lives a mile from my house. And I get to know him. And I thought, man, he would just be a great addition to our church. And the Lord worked on his life in Thailand, and he has been in our church ever since. So I'm going to just open up the pulpit for Jesse Sanders, if everyone could.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It was there, and it's gone.
It's gone.
Just a brief moment. Just a brief moment.
Yeah. Perfect. I was going to say, you could probably tell the topic of my message today is temptation. But that's not true. That's not true. Good morning, everybody. I guess what I wanted to do starting today is just tell you a little bit about myself, and more specifically about my romantic relationship that I have. I'm dating a woman named Renee, and she's actually here today. And she had no idea at all whatsoever that I was going to be talking about her. I did not give her a heads up, so she's probably pretty embarrassed and, oh, okay, up here? Okay, great. And I hope that I'm still allowed to sit by her, you know, after this, but we'll see. But to give you a little insight into our relationship, I like to talk to her once, maybe twice a day, but I purposely scheduled that at times that, you know, would be convenient for me, that didn't interfere with work or other stuff that I had going on, and I've let her know that. I might spontaneously reach out to her sometimes if I think about it, like on my way to work or on the way home, depending, you know, how traffic is or the song that's on the radio. But if there's something I need from her, if there's an issue I'm having that I want to discuss with her, or like if I'm running low on money, I'm super quick to reach out to her. And hanging out is pretty much the same. Ideally, I'd like to see her about once or twice a week. But obviously, unless something more important comes up, like I like playing golf, going fishing, playing soccer. If any of those things are available for me to do, I usually choose those things instead of hanging out with her. And there's even times I tell her that I really don't, you know, I'm too busy, but I'll just go home and scroll on my phone or watch TV or take a nap, you know, instead of hanging out with her. And if you guys are all thinking, wow, Jesse, like, you're kind of a scumbag, that was what I was hoping for, that those thoughts would get provoked in you guys, because, while we all can probably agree that that's not really a healthy relationship to have with someone here on earth, our loved ones here, it unfortunately does resemble, at times, especially in my life at times, the relationship that we have with Christ. You know, when Aaron first asked us, the in-state students, to consider doing a 5-minute message, I was extremely nervous. I still am. My hand's, like, shaking up here. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about, and regardless of what I did end up speaking about, I was 100% sure I was not going to be qualified to do so. But what God has really been laying on my heart as I thought about what to speak about and what he has been convicting me of in my life is this topic today. And I guess I just wanted to be vulnerable with you guys today and share a little bit about my own life, and hopefully it'll resonate with some of you and cause you to evaluate your own lives and maybe where this falls with you. If I asked everybody in here to make a list of what's most important to them in their lives, Jesus, God, you know, some form of that, your Bible reading, that would hopefully be somewhere at the top of that list. But if we were then to really be honest with ourselves and evaluate our actions in our everyday lives, is that reflecting that to be true? I reflected on in my own life, I've been in seasons where Oh, you really can tell the difference when. Okay, I've been in seasons where I have been completely dedicated to fitness, my physical fitness. And right now, obviously, is not one of those times. I'm more in a season of bebops currently. But you know, training for marathons or when I was in college athletics, things like that, my life revolved around going to the gym twice a day, eating six meals a day that were measured out to the gram, to how many calories, how many carbohydrates, things like that. And my entire life revolved around it, and there was nothing that would interfere with me getting my meals in, going to the gym, getting my run in for the day. And I really started to think about what would my life look like if I had that same devotion, that dedication towards my spiritual fitness and my relationship with Christ. Matthew 6:24 states, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." And this verse specifically mentions money. And for some of us in here, it might actually be money. But you can substitute that for whatever that might be in your life, you know. You cannot serve God and sex. You cannot serve God and social media attention. You cannot serve God in your kids' sports leagues. You cannot serve God in your career. It can be anything, you know, that in your life is taking that precedent over Christ. Colossians 3:1-2. "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." And what God has been convicting me of, and what I know I needed to reflect on in my own life, is what am I serving? What is my mindset on? What am I making a priority over my relationship with Christ? And what am I treating as an idol in my life over my Savior? There's many verses that speak to our relationship with Christ, how we should call out to him, search for him, long for him, draw near to him. I'm a sucker for imagery and good analogies. And so one that I liked is 1 Peter 2:2. It says, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation." And so the same way that a baby cries out for its mother when it's hungry and when it wants to be fed and taken care of, we should be craving and desiring God's word, a relationship with him, and for his will to be done in our lives. A lot of the times we're preoccupied with the everyday distractions of life that do exist and our busy schedules, our to-do lists, you know, our sports teams, what others think about us, where we're getting our validation from. And, you know, realistically, what do those things matter in the spectrum of eternity? They don't. They're insignificant. And we can't let our time with Jesus just be another checklist item that we cross off for the day and we move on. Our prayer time with him, our daily Bible reading, the time we spend here worshiping, those times are precious. And, you know, I'm 100% guilty. The NFL season's right around the corner. And I've been sitting right there in my seat thinking, okay, Jesus loves us. I get it, Aaron. Thank you. Dallas kicks off in about 15 minutes, and I'd really like to get home and you know, get red zone on the TV and pull up my fantasy team. And that's not the right heart to have, you know. I can give so many more examples of how I failed at this in my own life, and, you know, my time, I'm probably already gone over time. I apologize. And I know how Kelly feels when he's up here trying to cram everything in and keeps thinking of more things he wants to say and wants to say, I get it. But the takeaway that I hope that you got from this is just to evaluate your own lives. I would just encourage everybody to find ways to spend quality time with him whenever possible, with Jesus whenever possible. And finally, let your actions, let the way that you live your life show that he truly is a priority to you. Thank you.
Haven't our in-state students been doing an amazing job through this?